Спасибо, госпожа.
Thank you, President. First, to thank the Philippines for organizing and coordinating this panel discussion. I want to thank the panelists for their comprehensive and interesting report. Our country fully complies with the provisions of Protocol 5 and on a regular timely basis reports in it as part of its national annual reporting. We view this practice as a very important method of TCBM, and we're in favor of expanding the use of it. In Russia, in efforts to clear ERWs, a whole string of ministries, departments, and organizations are involved. These activities are carried out by the engineering troops of the armed forces and the Civil Defense Ministry, Ministry of Emergency Situations, and elimination of the consequences of natural disasters. More recently, active participation has been seen from the private sector also to swiftly stabilize the socioeconomic situation in regions in mined regions, and in order to and posing a risk in terms of presence in those regions of ERWs, Russia regularly takes necessary measures to prevent victims and prevent civilians being maimed in such regions, in such locations. On an annual basis, we consider socially significant facilities, hospitals, nurseries, schools, energy, water, gas supply facilities, location, human settlements, locations, industrial factories, agriculture, infrastructure, territory where new buildings are being built, bridges and roads and other important civilian infrastructure facilities are all inspected. And detection, disactivating and destruction of mines, IEDs, explosive devices, and clearance of those lands and facilities is carried out by specialists on demining of the Russian Federation in person or using the latest technological resources. They also use the most effective, reliable in terms of security, means for detecting, demining, and destruction of ERWs, including robotized systems, and the demining is most effectively carried out by members of land, sea, and air intelligence. And these can be within independent subdivisions which have capabilities to swiftly respond to identified threats of explosive devices and ammunitions. The search for ERWs is carried out using technical devices and of the mine detection services, which can detect both standalone mines as well as explosive mine clusters. In the process of clearing territories, mechanical trawling systems are used, as well as electromagnetic trawlers. And its remote systems have also proven their worth, that pass through mine clusters. Now, information reach information gathered that falls under Protocol 5 is depicted on maps and is used to mark places and is handed over to local authorities for necessary measures to be carried out to ensure the security and safety of civilians in such regions. The mines and minefields are directly destroyed, and they're divided up into two kinds, mechanical and explosive, which complement the traditional way of deactivating mines by hand. Improving the explosive demining in Russia is done by carried out a remote detonation devices. I'll clarify that phrase. Is carried out by using shells and munitions of detonation. There is also remotely steered machines and robots on sea, coastal, and river areas to seek and destroy sea mines, which is carried out by trawlers and anti-mine helicopters. For direct demining of coastal areas, we can use floating transporters which carry special trawling devices. In 2023 in Russia, we cleared of ERWs or some 82,500 hectares of territory. As a result of national demining work, this is regularly reported under the CCW and its additional Protocol 2 and Protocol 5 in response to the OSC questionnaire on anti-personnel mines and ERWs. We carry out a comprehensive program of rehabilitation, both of demining operators themselves, as well as of civilians who've been victims from the effects of ERWs. Parallel, there is work to raise awareness among civilians as to the danger of mines, especially among children. Engineering unit officers of the Russian army give courses on secure activities. They provide these courses in schools on procedure of on what to do when explosive devices are found. Special attention is given to international demining projects. In 2023, sappers, engineers from our International Anti-Mine Center completed humanitarian demining in one of the provinces of the Lao People's Republic. International Anti-Mine Center plays an important role among the organs and structures authorized to tackle various tasks as part of anti-mine activities of the Russian Federation, as well as clearing territory from ERWs. They provide training to specialists to search and deactivate homemade explosives, IDs, also on humanitarian demining. There's training on work using mobile robotechnetic complexes for detecting and demining, and specialize for the mine detection service. We note the heightened interest among foreign states as to activities of the International Anti-Mine Center, the experience it has gained, and the specialists' training program. I take the opportunity to once again reiterate the openness for cooperation of this structure of the Russian Armed Forces and its willingness to share its experiences gained during these operations. of significance is the use of preventive measures to minimize the emergence of the impact of ERWs. Here, we rely on the recommendations contained in the technical annex to the protocol. In view of the national specifics of such measures and procedure for their implementation, we are in favour of maintaining the voluntary nature of that document. Thank you.